this time they got right down to recording and couldn't get it to play anything back. So progress is being made. There's hope. But we've gotten used to this one now, haven't we? And when Christmas comes or the wedding, we can bring our sing-along tapes and we can all grab a microphone and we can have a blast. And by the way, this platform isn't as pretentious as it might seem. We were unable to get a taller chair that was comfortable. And when we have weddings and things, we're going to park the bride and groom on top of it and sing to them through our sing-along and make them suffer as much as they're already anticipating they will. You ready, Oberly?
Yes, we're back on the air and have been for a little while. We caught some of that.
Well, it's Father's Day and I'm going to take liberties. Be careful what you ask for. Be very careful what you ask for, because then when you get it and you don't want to accept it, you really make a fool of yourself. And you put others at great disadvantage. Base your decisions on sound reason. Confront what your reason is, even if you don't like it. Even if basically it boils down to being quite greedy, quite selfish, that's all right. That just means you've not outgrown that. And you need to go experience some of these other things before you are really, truly ready to accept the truth. The physical plane is the hardest one in which to get by because of the impacting of the things that represent goods to you, property to you. When you are experiencing, that's all you can perceive you're doing. And obviously it's a lot better, for instance, for Dorma, and it's a lot easier for me for her to sit in a little bit more comfortable chair because I'm not concerned about her. When you are in a vehicle of any kind that is cutting off circulation, etc., then you're not working efficiently, and I need her working efficiently. The microphones have helped, but just yesterday we dictated to the point that I really caused her to lose her voice a couple of times. So the microphones help. I don't have to shout. I do, but I don't have to. That's the difference. You're going to be loaded heavier and heavier and heavier with very pertinent information. There isn't any kind other than pertinent anymore. We've tried to give you a background where you can go and research and get your confirmation so that you can move along rapidly. And you don't need to argue with me that there's a lot of material. I know there's a lot of material. We did it. We're well aware there is a mountain of material. But we weeded it down so that you don't have to read 3,500 volumes, which I had to do, to get this information to you in its form that it's in. And I realize that one's still here and they want to come over on this afternoon or yesterday or last week or next week and get it all. And how about we just meet for an hour, Commander? No. Stop basing your decisions and your reasons on lack of information. And for goodness sake, stop touting your opinion as being my information. You easily get off the hook there by saying, in my opinion. I think he means, but I'm not sure. until you have read, studied, memorized, can recite it verbatim, and then have perception about it, you're not an authority. I don't even claim to be an authority on it. I just presented it to you. And I presented it to you from information that I know to be valid. And I'm not interested in the distance between the sun and your planet. So don't misunderstand me again. The difference is I know what happened. And I can tell you what happened. And I can look it up and make sure that you have the proper numbers that match somebody else's numbers so that you don't have to go off the deep end over a number. But I'm not interested in your numbers. I know exactly what happened. I know it because I was there. I don't care what you call these blasted planets. They are called by as many names as there are planets. And most of them simply bear numbers for convenience. And most of them, including the solar system and the galaxies, are created for your experience. So they have no meaning whatsoever. Now, all of you can go, knowing that you're just an illusion, and it was a short afternoon. Well, why do I take up all your time if that's the valid information? Because all of you are blundering around out there trying to find some other kind of information that you like better. So my suggestion is, if you're just looking for information that you like to hear, you're probably not going to find it here. On the other hand, if you're truly seeking, you're not going to be able to get it out of your mind. Because it is truth. And you can bury it, stamp it, cram it, do anything you want with it. And it's going to be there. When you get through playing all of your games, it's going to be there. And I'm not one iota, one whit, concerned about it. And ones can argue with me and complain about me. I don't force anyone to listen to anything. I don't force anyone to read anything. But I do respect myself and my people's time enough to say, if you're not willing to go and read the information, then why should I answer you? Why should I figure out your problems for you? If you don't like the answer I give, you're not going to take it anyway. All of you have to come to the realization, whether it be Oberle, Dorma, George, Desiree, doesn't matter who, Mary, Ken, anybody in this room, Terry, anyone trying to make a consideration about where you're going to spend even the next months. If I don't tell you what you want to hear, you're not going to listen anyway. You have got to go experience it. And if you have conjured enough reasons to do a given thing, you're going to do it. Right or wrong, you're going to do it. So we can explore possibilities, and we can debate on the points in perception, and through that method we may arrive at a different conclusion, but certainly quarreling about it isn't going to do anything except make ones completely solidified in their cement block that is between their ears. And you very likely could turn my cement block a little bit harder with one exception. Your experience isn't mine, and I'm supposed to be hands off of your experience unless asked. Well, there are many ways of asking. Because when sincerely asked, you get answers. And they're also not usually what you want to hear. But sometimes they're very supportive to what you need to hear. I think, EJ, let's go through some of Susie's questions. Well, no. Let's back up. Read yesterday's number one. Down, I'll tell you when to stop.
Saturday, June the 20th, 1992. Hard thoughts for today. Hatton present today for some hard introspection suggestions. I am literally buried in influx of inquirers, almost all of personal nature, and what to do. Should I cancel trips during the period of July 25th to the 30th? Should I stay home? Now that the scientists are saying it will happen on the 15th, what do I do? And most abundant in the complaint department is, Hatton is so confusing as to not allow me to make any reasonable choices. Oh, Hatton is confusing. Hatton is sent to attend each one's desires and personal indecisions for some 6.5 billion persons. Confusion? I am giving you what your people, scientists, are leaking to you. I am also giving you what has been published about your enemy's plans and capabilities for decades. Does this make Hatton confusing? Further, how do you expect to get answers to the overall if you require all of our time in responding to your individual travel dates? I give you what information I can and may. You will decide that which you will do with it. There are at least a dozen ways to impact that null time prior to photon entry. Paren, you are already receiving a lot of photon energy, which is causing mutant cellular structures in your species. So what in the world are we talking about? At least 11 of those ways is by Earth human action. Why is it Hatton that gets the rap? Do I have to stop telling you truth so as not to spoil your emotional attitudes about your vacation plans? Is it more important to visit ancient ruins or stay alive to serve? It is strictly up to you. Weigh that which is reason for your actions and needs and see where priorities and possibilities are located, and you will realize whether your intent is self-oriented or if staying alive to serve is the intent. I cannot do that for you, Chilas, nor do I have any intention whatsoever of efforting to do so. Another prime consideration is, why are you going, and what real importance is involved? If I tell you not to go somewhere and nothing happens, who gets blamed for spoiling your fun? If you are traveling and end up with terrible inconvenience, who gets blamed? You see, Chilas, you wanted to set it up so you can have it both ways, without responsibility for your own actions. 4th of July. I observe that which you once plan, including my own crew, and am appalled. I have also told you that from every direction reports are flooding me from insiders that a major happening set up by your own world governments is planned and rehearsed for your Independence Day of celebration. And yet our own motion picture producer, and the one whom all else revolves around at this time, intends to fly from Canada on the 4th of July. Well, do you stop living? I can't answer that for you. But if you do not take heed of nudges and inner warnings, you very well may do so. Would I stop a happening to save one of my own workers? No. I will, however, if need be, save the worker. But the condition, physical, may be subject to alteration and not considered to be comfortable. Most often, I will not even do that. For it is not my business what you do. I am a commander of a fleet of ships, not your guardian angel. You have your own guardian angels. To some of you, I serve a major part in that system, but with very few indeed, for you have your own appointed guardians. The point is to learn right now, listen to them, and heed their input. There is no point in quarreling with me about it. those things are between God and you and are none of my business. To deliberately defy the warnings, as if some little birdie will snatch you from Never Never Land, is indeed being unwise. You can argue your points regarding, quote, Marianne can't get off work except at that time, or it's my only vacation time. If you can't control those things, then why should I do it for you? The adversarial troops are indeed clever, Chelas. The very king led troops of surprise and deceit. You are in charge of your choices. Therefore, if I am confusing to your senses, I cannot change it, for while you individually chatter and whine, a world goes farther into the darkness. Darkness is defined in many ways, Chelas. You had best check up on all the definitions. You do not need to ask me about children in stuffy rooms and or, quote, will it be cold or will it be hot? Look at that which is and prepare accordingly. If I take time to respond to Mashiwa, South Africa, and hence in Alaska on particular cases, we won't even get to the next catastrophe, which is already taking shape and is far more impacting on your beings than any null time, dark or light. I simply am not going to do this for you. I also have youngsters planning a long trip north during the holidays with one of my children. Well, they must take into consideration the possibilities and act accordingly. If the worst thing possible is to be stalled out in a distant place, so be it. But it seems to me that you are nearing a time, if nothing more than politically caused, to stay very close to security and home. I am not going to make it convenient for you so that you can postpone actions of properness until the last confounded minute for ability to act. Do whatever makes you happy is the only answer I can possibly give you, or succumb to unhappiness, whichever you choose. What are those troops for? Those bits of military equipment and placement of troops all over the place, especially foreign ones, for exercises, are for the purpose of maintaining order, at all costs, with shoot to kill orders, no matter what takes place, for much will be taking place, be it military, political, or pronounced natural. No, none of it has to be, even in the natural order, for the natural order would not happen as it is unfolding, and you take so much time on the little tree that you give us no time to point out the trees in the forest. Hurt feelings? I cannot deal with your hurt feelings, which are nothing but ego manifestations. If you are offended by my writings, then you are not mature in your judgments. The remainder of the population and species will not be pleased to await while you make up your individual vacation and holiday plans. Shocking stuff. This goes into the stealth material. It's quite long. Would you, Commander?
All right. Read the first portion of the other one. I'll have to consider whether we want to talk about.
This is also Saturday, June the 20th, 1992. This is the second writing at 1 p.m. Miss Disinformation. I am not going to buffer wording for you readers. I am not here to quarrel, debate, or straighten up my thinking. This latter is for you dear ones who in good intent write to straighten up Hatton's thinking and to clarify Hatton's output. My thinking nor my output is shrouded nor crooked. You want to know about years and what happened, etc., and then set about correcting me when I tell you. That is fine. It would simply seem wiser to me to go and look where you are today and consider that perhaps I might be just right. You certainly don't have anything to lose by reading my presentations, for goodness had never hurt anyone that I know about. When you consider what happened to Yehwah, and Yehwah, and Jehovah, as well as Jehovah, I only have this to say to you. Watch for the clues. The speakers who claim to be speaking in the name of these ones and are disembodied speakers who claim these names in reference are false. I don't need to carry the argument further, but I will, briefly. If these channels speaking for these so-named energy forms tell you exactly where to go, what to do, and when to do it, specifically and finite. Watch out. This is not of God these days. These wondrous names given unto God in the beginning are now utilized almost exclusively by the adversarial troops. You are going to have to get all the information in truth which you can garner, and then measure the output by the guidelines and against the commandments as given by God and creation. It is total simplicity, so I suggest you stop looking for contradictions and follow the guidelines of truth, for they vary not from one speaker to the next. Truth is truth is truth, and will stand into infinity. Ask me about this subject tomorrow at the gathering, and I shall be happy to further discuss it. Would you like to discuss it now, or should we go on to creationists?
What's the next subject?
Creation, creationists, and it goes a long way.
Well, we'll discuss it now. You are dealing with an enemy, and yes, this is your enemy. If you are playing this physical game, obviously it's not your enemy. And here's where you get a lot of confusion. When your government says, and most of the UFO community, forgive me, George, when they say, you've got some bad aliens coming, they are our enemy, and we better unite against them. I want to tell you something. They're right. Absolutely 100% correct. Your elite criminals are my enemy. The Antichrist is God's enemy. And he abhors that evil beast. And ones ask, well, but God doesn't hate. God doesn't have to hate. God can just uncreate. But God won't uncreate, because this is an experience you have built and you're going to express it. Why would he let you off the hook? By uncreating something that you've developed. And you don't learn anything except that this kind of behavior gets you a lot of things, a lot of property, and bound and restricted, totally limited on your place as you perceive it. Yes, indeed. Your planet has no enemies. Nobody basically has any enemies coming from space. We wouldn't bother. We're not going to interfere. It's not our business. It's not why we're here. We will get our people. We will evacuate the planet if circumstances go around to the point where it must be, for the very reason that God will not uncreate it. We have no intention of uncreating it. And you better begin to recognize the fact that we travel with some pretty high characters. And this particular one who is creator doesn't really like to be told what he will or won't do. He will do exactly what he sees fit to do, and it will always be in justness. He's not interested in fairness. He's not interested that you get as big a piece of pie as your neighbor. He is interested in your soul journey, because you've only got usually far less than a century to experience in the five sensed physical plane. So you become children of the lie. And then you don't want to hear truth. It's far easier to stand out there and kill the messenger than it is to confront truth. Usually that's because whatever you have going is impacted by that element out there that can either get you things or take things from you. And yes, you have to be concerned about your life security, especially when you have service to be done. And I know that a lot of you are going through some very heavy soul searching. Where am I going to be? I feel a need to serve. What am I going to do? Where am I going to do it? Just tell me, Hatton, and I'll get on with it. No, I won't do that. But I'll tell ones that have already made those decisions and have come, let us just say, into this area. I can use that very good example. Hatton's not going anywhere. This is where I need to do my work. Is this the only place that we're going to do our work? Absolutely not. This is only one of many. And I'm having to spend quite a lot of time flitting back and forth, quite frankly, to some of those mountains in the Philippines right now. Because these are the places of what we will call the lion. Doesn't necessarily mean that they hold great treasures, as you once perceive. But they hold great reason for being where they are. And a lot of times, ones have to pull the focus away from those particular places in order for the work to be done that needs to be done. On the other hand, when you are making your decisions about where your placement will be, and you've already made a decision, why did you come here, for instance? Now, I'm only talking in example because we are in some ways confronted with that very problem at this moment with many ones here, as George and Desiree make a move into Nevada for many reasons, most of which are none of our business and have nothing to do with our business. So we can only do with what relates to us individually or as a family. And I can't help you. I can only tell you what I perceive. And you must go within in each instance of decision making, whether it be a journey to Peru or to Canada, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, or New York City. Why are you going? Why did you move here? And then be honest in your answer. Were you simply searching? Did you come to publish books or mail books or mail papers? Or did you come to serve God? I represent the head of the host. I represent God in a lot truer sense than I'm going to discuss now. Well, if you're going to serve God, why would you go somewhere else? What are you feeling as a need to go somewhere else? Why would you be pulled somewhere else? You see, you're going to confront a lot of things. All of you in this room are going to confront a lot of things. Why do you do what you do? Am I inferring that what you're doing is wrong? Absolutely not. Sometimes I have to prod for months, sometimes years, to get you to hear. Because I want you to be sure that you understand what it is you're doing and not copping out on something just because it's easier somewhere else or you perceive security or something. You're going to learn to either trust me or you don't trust me. I either am who I say I am, or you're not ever going to know, are you? or you're going to make changes just in case I'm not, to cover your assets. Good luck. Is this mean? Absolutely. Absolutely mean. Because it requires that you handle your own responsibility. But if you're saying that I'm here to serve God, and yet you're making a move simply to have money, I'd look at that very carefully. There are going to be resources in both places, but you're going to make your decision while there are none in either place. God gets really firm. You're going to make up your mind about what you are going to do as a goal while there's nothing of tangibility. One's on Saturday night. Got a little bit of confirmation. When you ask, God will give you confirmation, but you better be looking in the right place because a craft goes very fast. And I think all of you who witnessed three blinking red lights will be able to understand what I'm saying. And if you deny that one, saying, well, do it again and maybe I'll believe you. No, thank you. I don't orbit. And I didn't just happen to be there. And I can count. I can count to three. Now, Norma would say, well, I prefer green lights. Give me a green signal. I know it's hard, but you hold in your hand the only salvation this planet has got as a prayer to make it. And the other ones out there giving every last ounce they have in the only way they know to do it. And this is the least we can do. Because it may seem that you have to take some great chances. With what? Well, I can see that if I stay with you, I may have to eat slime. Well, there are worse things. It's called nothing. And maybe God can be a little more creative than that. You're going to learn to be creative. And when you make up your mind you're going to do it, it will happen. It has to happen. It has got to happen. And it is happening. But now you come to the next block. I won't let it happen until. Well, then get those little things cleaned up so we can get on with it. I got a real reprimand by telephone. Precious one called Aileen and said, I like those tapes, but I cannot stand him cursing all the time. And actually, this one, little old lady got Jack. And he said, well, my goodness, I guess, ma'am, you're going to have to tell me. I haven't heard him cursing a lot. Well, he says BS and damn. Well, my response is, with all this BS, you damn well better get busy. Thank you. Cursing. Let me tell you something. I know. I am in total knowing And if I curse and I say, God damn, you better run. Because I know I have the power to do it. We get careless. But when I'm involved in that type of behavior, I'm not careless. And I'm a little sorry to come on Father's Day with this kind of perceived harshness. But the reason that my crew makes an effort to be here is because they need this foundation. And when we are apart and we are still chewing the food for the ones who, quote, are new to our little gathering here, they're not getting what they need. And that's the reassurance of God's plan. They're not getting their spiritual support that says, we're out there waiting, you're down there doing your job, and together we're going to get it done. And yet, all of them need to experience new ones coming within the group so that they don't get smug and they understand that there are zillions that don't know. And they have to practice patience in every way there is. Patience to await their ability to serve properly with their projects. The frustration of this negative wall that meets you, not to mention the rocks that come flinging at you. And it's hard. It's hard to trust God when people are out there with machine guns. Will I really survive it? And at some point, ones just give up and say, well, I guess I just don't have any choice anymore. Yes, you always have choices. It's when you begin to make the right one every time and you don't perceive those others as alternatives that you begin to arrive. And some of you are getting there. Some of you are getting there just purely because you're worn out struggling. Now that's where I've got my closest ones. Some of you just give up and say, well, I guess, you know, the adversary can't be too bad. I haven't been able to fight you very long. And the next one I get is, why did you wait until I was so old and tired? Well, I can't help it if you got tired. And if you'd get rid of those time constraints, you wouldn't be old either. You're only old because you expect to be. I'm old. I'm old. We've got a lot of things to change. I didn't ask you to look forward into infinity to come here. I asked you to be self-sustaining because there was no industry yet if you came here. You perceive you're out of time because if you just get out on the fringes of the information, you're going to get desperate and panic. But any time anymore that ones have wherewithal for 6 months, that's eternity. Because I'm telling you that within 6 months, you're going to be all right. But you can get pretty hungry between now and 6 months from now. But most of you are not making your decisions for 6 months out. You're making your decisions for right now. So very frequently, you're going to have to weigh all of those things. But you will find once you make up your mind what to do, especially if it matches your goal. You see, your consciousness won't remember what your goal is, because your subconscious is going to pursue your real goal. And when you get headed toward that real goal, I don't care if it's negative or positive, things are going to be goal, just turn away. But if your goal is to get to the positive light, everything you struggle to do, even in your consciousness, will not go right. Things will continually go wrong because it does not match your goal. And God only listens and sees your goal on that higher plane.
Commander?
Yes.
May we turn the change?